Hello.
Oh, hi, Deborah. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm okay.
Good. Good to hear. I was just following up because I noticed that we're having trouble processing the $29 payment for your website hosting, and I didn't know if there was something going on with the card that we have on file.
It could be where it had changed, because I changed banks with my business. I don't think you had a business account, and I'm driving right now.
Okay.
Let me see what I got. Give me just about 2 minutes, and I'll be stopped.
No problem, Deborah. When you do stop, if the card still ends in 4427, then I'll just take the new expiration. Unless the bank sent you a whole new one, then I'll update the whole card. But please get to a safe spot first.
Let me see that.
Mm-hmm.
I got it right here, baby. Okay. Ben, this is business.
Okay.
I'm going to put it on business.
A business.
So everything has changed.
Okay. So is it, your business name on the card or your name or both?
Both.
Both. Okay. And then is it Cottonwood Road for the billing address or a different billing address?
No.
Okay, go ahead.
Everything is new.
Let's do the new billing address then. Go ahead.
Okay. The new billing address is, let's see, P.O. Box 183, Rose Pine.
And the zip code?
70659.
And the city is Rose Pine?
Yes.
That's still Louisiana, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then the card number?
4495.
Mm-hmm.
1050.
Okay.
0446.
Got it.
3320.
Okay. Expiration.
0926.
And the code on the back?
454.
Okay. Let me get your authorization and you will be good to go. My only question is Rose Pine two separate words? It's not all together, is it?
Yes, it is.
Oh, it's all together.
Yes, Rosebush Pine Tree.
Okay, Rosebush Pine Tree. Okay, got it. So let me get your authorization. And then this new business card is going to be stored for future, so you don't have to worry about that. And I did get the green light for you. So thank you for updating that, Deborah, and have a really nice weekend coming up, too.
I need to ask you a couple of questions.
Yes, please do.
Okay. We were had the business with Angie's List, and we dropped Angie's List. I'm owing close to $3,000 now.
Oh, no.
So I refuse to pay it. And
right.
I don't use them no more.
Okay.
And Raleigh has had so many strokes and so many heart attacks. And he was in a car accident a couple of days ago. And he's in really bad shape now. But he's going
to
be able to recover.
Okay.
My question is, I did not know that I was still with Splash, and 411 called one day, and I signed up with them. So now I have y'all, and I have them.
Okay.
And but I don't know if I've gotten any jobs from y'all or not. And they're telling me that I am in the 411 says that I'm in the period with them right now, to where they are setting everything up. And
we ain't got no jobs with them.
We ain't got no jobs with them either. So I told him that if I don't hurry up and start getting jobs, well, then I'm dropping them totally. But I'm just, how do I know if I'm getting jobs from Splash or not?
Okay, that's a great concern. So let me ask you real quickly before I answer that, how long ago did you sign up with 411 Local?
Well, I am fixing to make my very first payment on Tuesday.
Oh, okay, okay. So with us, when you signed up back in April of this year, you had the entire package, which included the first page placement on Google, the first page placement on Bing, all of the directories, the mobile platform, meaning making R&D handyman and remodeling coming up from all the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, and the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. You only had that package for the first month. The next month, you downgraded to just the $29 package, which meant that all of that canceled, and it just kept your website up and running for you, which is rndremodeling.net, which is why you're not getting calls from the first page of Google, because you canceled that aspect of the program. One thing I'll tell you with getting involved with another company such as 411 Local that they won't tell you is that we already created your Google business page and we verified it, right? So
yeah.
When you pay your first payment to them next week, they can't create a new one for you because that's a duplicate and it would hurt your rankings. And they can't do anything with the one that we created because they don't have access to it. So
well, you know,
a lot.
What you're saying, you don't need both of them.
What you're saying, I don't need both. I need, because right. I'm fixing to pull out $185.
No. Don't do that, Deborah. Do not do that because you'd be throwing that money down the toilet. Because they, like I said, they won't tell you that they can't create a new listing and they can't do anything with the listing that you have. So
well,
what I would recommend is if you
get the speed out for that.
You want to wait, say that again. I'm sorry.
He said what they are going to do is sneak around, go through the back door and try to feed off of you guys.
Well, plus, even if they did get access to the Google business page through the back door, that process is going to take 90 to 120 days. And I don't want you guys to have to pay them $187 a month for the next 6 months before you even get any service, right? So here's an option for both of you. I want to let you know that if you want us to reinstate the rest of the package that you had before, I can do that for you at the corporate pricing of $129 monthly. And since you just paid the $29 for your website hosting, I can actually credit that towards the $129. So if you wanted to kind of reinstate the Google, the Bing, the Yelp, all of the directories, the mobile, you just have to pay us $100 more, and then, of course, it's going to be a lot faster to get you back up on the first page because we already have access to your Google business.
And then that's when we will start seeing jobs and phone calls and stuff like that.
Exactly. What happened with your account with us is you guys downgraded right at the cusp of where it would have exploded and brought you a lot of work because we say 30 to 45 days. You downgraded at the 30-day mark. So that's where everything that we had done in getting you ranked on Google kind of halted, but you did have the option of keeping your website, which I'm very happy that you did because it has your business name in it, so it's important. You know, you actually got rndremodeling.net. Sometimes that's hard to achieve when you're purchasing a new domain to get your actual business name, you know?
Okay.
Well, I got one question for you.
Yes,
and then
please.
I hand the phone back to her.
Yes.
Because I'm not able to talk a whole lot right now. I'm a little lots of pain. But anyway, okay. The question I got for you, like I told Debbie, now I've worked all my life, I've worked, and I've never had nobody to help me get no kind of business. I built my own and made it work. That's okay. What I did with me and her at first. But work got so hard to find around here. But I was in a big city where I had my work at, so it wasn't that hard.
Okay.
But here is spaced out so much, and you got to find a way to get, I hope, you know, let people know about your work. But anyway, I understand it takes time. But when I go 6-7 months or 3 months and I don't get a phone call from a business like y'all that's supposed to be pushing work towards us, and I don't get another job in 4, 5, 6 months, well then why am I paying $150, $200 a month for advertisement when y'all doing me no good? You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, and that's the thing. You're not paying us $150, $200 per month. You're paying us $29 a month just to keep the website, right?
But what I'm saying, if we upgrade and get the package mm-hmm. back, well, mm-hmm. then I don't want to pay no $129 a month and not see the first job. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
I want to be able to see a job every now and then from y'all.
Well, here's the thing, Riley.
I don't mind paying for it, but as long as I see something out of it is what I'm trying to say.
100%. I don't want you to spend money and not get a return. Matter of fact, our goal is not even for anyone to spend $129 with us and then break even, because that
no.
also is not a smart business decision. Our goal
so,
is to make sure that
know,
every...
Just, mm-hmm. Just say if you get me one job a month and I make
mm-hmm.
$10,000 off that one job, I don't mind paying you $129 a month.
Right.
But, you know,
it's worth it.
I mean, I don't mind doing it. It's worth it because you
mm-hmm.
got me that one job that I wouldn't have got nowhere else. And I don't mind doing that. But if I pay you $129 a month and I don't see another job for 6 months, well, I'm buying work. I mean, I'm basically paying to get a job. And I don't see where that matters me now. If I'm spending more out than what I'm bringing in, why am I doing it?
Right.
I mean, that's what I told Debbie. Which I know,
so,
when we was with, what's the name of the other company? When we was with Angie Liz,
yes.
The first month we was with them, we got 96 jobs.
Wow.
And we got 96 jobs through. I mean, we got 96 calls from them. But
right.
We didn't take all the jobs because we didn't have the people to do that many. But we took the jobs that we could. But at one time, we had a list of 96 jobs that they had people to call us on. Or, you know, we had 96 leads, other words. And we took the ones that I do, you know, the ones like sheetrock and paint and stuff like that.
Right.
And yard work and stuff. And I took a lot of it. And I did a lot of it. And we had a good record with them. But the thing about it is, they started charging us one price. And when they seen us getting work, they went up on their price. And that's when I told Debbie, I said, back out, because all they have to do is try to get all they can out of it. And I'm an old-fashioned person, I guess
right.
you say. I don't mind paying for what I get, but if I don't get nothing out of it, I don't want to pay for it. That's just a simple way of putting it. And so far, what you've said, I told Debbie the other day, I said, you need to go back to that Splash person because I liked her attitude better than I did this 411 deal. We've been dealing with them now for over a month, and
wow.
we've never got the first call from them yet. Never.
I'm so sorry to hear that, Riley.
And
yeah, they didn't tell you that they can't do anything with the Google business. They should have told
now,
you that. But oftentimes...
Now,
mm-hmm.
But now they're giving us line of bullshit now that, oh, it takes 30 to 60 days to get you set up. bullshit. It didn't take it didn't take Angie's List but 3 days, and they had us guys pouring in. And just like y'all, just like you said, as soon as if Debbie hadn't have dropped that part of the package, we would have had jobs probably pouring in from y'all by now. But
oh yeah, and blowing the revenue out of the water from anything you could get off of Angie Leads, because Angie Leads, it's a good service, but oftentimes, and I'm sure you know this because you're dealing with them or you've dealt with them, it will attract sometimes price shoppers that are just going through all
yes.
the different companies.
And
on
we've had,
right?
That's something else I was going to tell you. I had 50 or 60 people call just to get a bid off of me what their job was worth, and then they turn around and hire somebody else. And that kind of pissed me off. They call us back, oh, well, we found somebody else cheaper. You know, shit like that. And
yeah, I'm sorry to hear that.
I don't mind. I mean, Debbie's over telling me because I'm saying bad words, but I put things. I don't mean to cuss with you talking to you, but I put things down right the way I feel about it. I mean,
yeah,
I
you're being real. I hear that all the time, Riley. You're not alone. That's what they do. That's how they make their money. They sell that lead to you and to everybody out there. Meaning, there's nothing exclusive.
But if I'm gonna pay hundreds and hundreds of dollars to get a job, why the hell am I gonna just wait and get my own jobs and make the money off my own business?
Exactly.
I mean, if I'm not gonna get a decent amount of work, well, why the hell am I hiring somebody to help me get jobs?
Right, and that's why Debbie said they're trying to charge you guys $3,000 for those back leads, because they'll charge you for the lead. Whether it turns into a job, whether it's 150 miles away and you don't even want it, or if it's in a bogus category. Yeah.
See, that's another thing they lied to us about. They said if you do not take the job or do not take the lead, you don't pay for it. Bullshit. Mm-hmm. They charge us anyway.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so sorry to hear that.
And that's the reason why I told Debbie, don't pay them.
Yeah, I'm happy she cut them off.
We cut them off right there. I got on the phone and I told them, I says, I'm going to tell y'all something. Y'all did get these calls. I mean, y'all did get these people calling us and y'all did get us a lot of work. But like I told them, all these jobs that y'all claimed that y'all hooked us up with, we didn't get not even half of them.
Right. And then they still charge you.
They said, well, we still got to charge you because y'all contacted the person that we sent to you. I said, that ain't what y'all told us. Y'all said, unless we get a contract with them to do the job, we did not have to pay for it. That's what they told us. Then they lied to us and said, well, y'all contacted the person to get the job, so that's automatically y'all pay us. I said, that ain't what y'all said.
Yeah.
I said, y'all told us if we did not get a contract with them, we did not owe y'all. That as soon as we got a contract with them, we supposed to call y'all back and let y'all know that we got the job. Now you can charge me for it. That's the way it's supposed to be. It wasn't
exactly that
way. They automatically charged us anyway. So I got pissed off, and I told Debbie, I said, drop them and don't fail.
Right.
So, and I don't want to do that to y'all, so y'all understand the way I look at it. If I don't get no work off of you, then I don't think I owe you anything. You understand what I'm saying?
Right. That's why we're a month-to-month program, Riley, and we don't charge you per lead or per click or anything like that.
That's what I liked about y'all, because y'all don't charge by the job. Y'all charge one set price per month, and I don't mind doing that as long as I'm getting some kind of, you know, revenue from y'all. Yeah, I'm getting something from y'all, then I don't mind paying a monthly fee like that, but paying $150 for one job, $200 for one job, and some of these jobs they sent us, they wanted us to pay them $95 to $100, and a couple of them was $5, a couple of them was, hell, one of them was $275, shit like that. And I told Debbie, I said, well, if I got to go out here and buy a damn job, I can go neighbor to neighbor and tell them, hey, I'll give you $300 if you let me paint your house.
Right.
I might as well be doing that.
Yeah.
But anyway, I'm losing my voice, so I'm going to let Debbie talk to you.
Okay, thank you for that. No, thank you for relaying all that, Riley. We'll take good care of you.
But I just wanted you to know how I feel, because I'm an old-timer. I'm not the kind of person that people can take advantage of with money, because I'm very, very, very tight with my money. So, and
yeah.
I don't mind paying for what I get, but if I ain't getting nothing, I ain't paying for it.
Absolutely. Yep, I understand. Okay, nice talking to you. Have a good weekend. So, Debbie? Hi.
Yes.
So, do you want to upgrade and go back to the 129 package today, or do you want to wait and talk to 411 local first and do it next week? What are you thinking? Because I can prorate that $29 as long as you do it within a week.
I do want to do that. But I'm not going to have the funds to be able to put in that account to get it done until the 4th, between the 1st and the 4th. If the 1st,
yep.
It'll come out of Riley's money. And I already it has been so bad with us. I'm 3 months behind on his truck note.
Oh, no, take care of that first. No, do that first. Do you want me to, let me look at the calendar. Do you want me to maybe call you next week Friday and try to set it up then? That's the 4th.
That'll be fine. That's when I start looking at and paying all my bills.
You got it. Okay. So I put a note in here.
He's
a kick, isn't he?
He is. let me tell you a secret. This is all brand new to me. I cannot go to Riley and tell Riley, look, I don't know how to do this. Because my dad was a screamer. He tells you one time, I done told you once, how many times am I going to have to do it?
Right.
And Riley is not that way.
Okay.
But he is that way with the workers. I need somebody that will grab me by the hand and teach me how to walk like you do a little baby. And teach me how to do all this and what to look for, what to look at, and how to do it. I'm 63 years old. I am not a business person. I don't know how to turn on a computer. And I'm not lying. I turned it on and I locked myself out.
And I had turned it
on. Okay.
So if y'all can call me back on the 4th, I'll make sure I got my phone with me and the funds are in the account. And I will get back where we were. And then I'll need somebody to help me go step by step.
In other words,
just make sure that you don't forget to call 411 local and cancel their deal, because I don't want to see them take that $180 out for you on Tuesday.
Okay.
You know?
They won't.
Okay,
then
good.
Because it's coming out of Riley's account, and that morning, I have it set up to come out at 1 o'clock that afternoon. And that morning, my bank opens at 8:30, and I have internet banking. So as soon as it hits the bank, I can move it right then and there.
Good. Okay, good. That's what I want to hear, because I'd hate to see that happen. Okay, so I'll talk to you guys on Friday. So hang in there. Have a really great weekend coming up, and then we'll get everything reinstated for you next week, okay?
What is your name?
My name again is Tina. Here, I'll text you my direct line so you have it.
I got a sister. Tina.
Nice. You won't forget me then.
No, I got a sister's name is Tina, and she lives in Mississippi.
Is she straight Tina, or is it short for Christina or Tina Marie or anything?
No, her name is Tina. He got a middle name, but I can't remember it. But her name is Tina Sanders.
Yep, that's my name too. It's straight Tina. A lot of people ask me if it's short for Christina or Tina Marie, but
She was named Tina when she was a baby, because when she was born, She was real tiny, so mama named her Tina because she was so little. She didn't weigh but 2 pounds and 3 ounces when she was born.
Wow, she's a miracle.
I weighed 3 pounds when I was born.
Wow. You both are living miracles, you and your sister. Yeah. That's amazing.
My daddy brought me home in a number 8 shoebox.
Oh my gosh!
That's how old I were.
Wow!
There's 10 of us kids, and 4 or 5 of us was real little, and the other 5 weighed over 10 pounds.
Go figure, right? That's amazing.
And
I wonder
now,
what. Yeah.
Now the ones that were small are bigger than the ones that were big when they were babies.
Yep. I've seen that before too, where people say they were a really tiny baby, and then when they're full grown, they're really large, and vice versa. You know,
Taylor, I got up to 300.
Molly got up to almost 400 pounds.
Wow, from a little 3 pound baby, huh?
Yeah. Now he's down to low 190.
Nice.
But
how'd you lose all that weight, Riley?
He ate nothing but salad for a year.
Really? Wow.
Really?
That takes discipline. Was it just salad, or did it have chicken or something else in it? Or
it would have grilled chicken. It would have grilled fish, grilled steak.
A little bit of protein with it, huh?
Yes.
Nice.
And,
wow. Well,
and
I'm proud of him. That's awesome.
Oh, yes. Okay, well, here where we gotta be, and we gotta go to the ER and have a test done.
Oh,
and,
take care, Deborah. I enjoyed speaking to both of you, so best of luck with your test. I'm sending some vibes and prayers your way, and then we'll talk next week, okay?
Okay.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.